Now, pressure is mounting on the HSE to approve Skyclaris for people with Friedreich's ataxia. The rare progressive neuromuscular disease causes nerve damage, muscle weakness and mobility loss. The disease affects around 2 people here in Ireland. And on Monday, advocate Craig Cody joined us on the show, as both his sons Rory and Paddy had Friedreich's ataxia, and his son Rory died at just the age of 13. Craig is calling for the drug Skyclaris to be reimbursed by the HSE, as it's a treatment that can slow the progression of the disease. Journalist and disability activist from Kildare and frequent contributor to the Kildare Today show, Niamh Ní Hoirivard, joins me now on the line. Niamh, good morning. Good to talk to you again on the Kildare Today show.
Hiya, good morning to you too.
Niamh, you've detailed that increased awareness around Friedreich's ataxia, which is also something that you have, is great to see, and the discussion is being had around it now. But you noted on an article on the Irish Independent that it's definitely come at a cost, you know, this constant advocating. It surely takes its toll on you and others who have been campaigning for awareness and now for this Skyclaris drug.
Yeah, I mean, so there were about 200 of us in Ireland. We don't know the exact figures, but that's kind of as close as we can imagine. And of those 200, I think all of us advocates had made such a great effort to get the word out there about Friedreich's ataxia and what's happening with the drug Skyclaris. And I know for myself and most of the other campaigners that I mentioned, we are at this point just exhausted going up to the final decision on the 25th of August by the HSE. So we're in the final days, we're in the final push for this drug, and we're still going, but we all are very fatigued.
And I was reading your article and you noted that when you first heard about the Skyclaris drug and it being approved back in 2024, there was feelings of happiness, but they were quickly turned into anxiety because, unfortunately, you kind of predicted that this was going to be a fight for Ireland to be able to reimburse it, the costs of it by the HSE. And unfortunately, that is the case now. I mean, the constant advocation over the past number of weeks, but even before that.
Yeah, I mean, this is sadly a thing we've seen time and time again, even throughout the past 10, 20 years. People with rare diseases are having to beg in the public, in the media, to politicians, online, for the drugs we need. Of course, it happens with Vicky Phelan and Pembro, which is used to treat some rare forms of cancer, and then with the cystic fibrosis treatment about 9 years ago, and then even earlier this year, you saw the same case with Givinostat, which is used to treat Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So we're the most recent in a lot of cases like this. And kind of what I'd really like to come see as a result of this is the government changing the system. And I know that's a much bigger conversation than the one we're having now, but something I'd really like to see.
Of course, and it seems to be kind of the norm now for rare diseases, and that they have to be advocated for. There has to be campaigns in order for people to, one, know what they are, hear about them, but also to be getting the treatment. And speaking to Craig Cody earlier this week, who spoke so eloquently about his two sons, Rory and Paddy, and what Paddy is experiencing now. And he said that the Skyclaris drug would just give hope and dignities to those with the disease. And you noted as well, Niamh, in your article that this is just, you know, healthcare is a basic right. It's not a privilege. And people are exhausting themselves just trying to get that.
Yeah, I mean, even looking at things in terms of like mental health care, therapists, I've had no support, and it's really taken its toll on me. The mental health aspect is just one part, one small part of how Friedreich's ataxia can affect people and, you know, make their lives so much more difficult. So, I mean, putting it very simply, the government are making our lives hugely difficult. And I know there are so many strings attached, there are so many people involved, but at the end of the day, I'd like all those people to come together, all those strings to just be disregarded, and for the government to make the right decision for SkyClarys, for myself, for Craig Cody, for all the other 200 people living with Friedreich's ataxia in Ireland.
I mean, you were saying that you're burnt out. I mean, no wonder with this constant, you know, advocation for disabilities and for rare diseases. But, and what I noted in your article as well is you were saying that you just want a holiday and you deserve a holiday after all of this.
I mean, I would definitely like to think so. So the 25th of August, the final decision day for the HSE is actually my 30th birthday. So this campaign has really just taken a good few months of my life. You know, it's taking away my 30th birthday. So at the end of this all, I'd love to just take some time for myself and relax. But I know until a drug is like in our hands, until it's within our reach, we can't give up this fight.
Is it hard to battle that sometimes? On one hand, you're saying, I've done this for so long, I want my well-deserved break. But on the other hand, you're saying, well, if I'm not going to do it, and if we aren't going to do it, then who else is?
Yeah, I mean, that is a constant thought of mine. Like, if us campaigners hadn't, you know, been willing to advocate for ourselves and put our stories out there, nobody would have heard of Friedreich's ataxia or the issue going on with SkyClarys. So I don't want to say it's completely down to our efforts, but I think 98% of it is down to us. And then, of course, there are good TDs and senators on our side who want to help us and get the word out there. But again, that's from our advocacy. So I think we've done so much. I don't know what more we can do.
And I mean, looking at what you have done so far, even as recently as yesterday, there's a protest outside the Dáil that you attended for Friedreich's ataxia. How did that go? Is that kind of one of the final ones now before the HSE decision on the 25th?
Yeah, so that was yesterday. Was organised by Independent Ireland, by Michael Collins, TD. He is a very strong advocate for the drug, because coming from Cork or down south, he knows the likes of Craig Cody and Emma O'Shea, lots of different advocates. So he gathered us and some TDs and senators and a clinician from America who could actually tell us how beneficial SkyClarys has been to his own patients in America. And it was just a place where advocates, campaigners can have their voice heard. I'm very grateful for that. But on that note, I will say our final protest, our final push for the HSC and do the right thing will be on the 23rd of August, this Sunday, at 12 p.m. from the Garden of Remembrance up to Customised Quay. Well, it's just a peaceful demonstration to call on the HSC to reimburse this drug. If anyone wants more details on that, you can find them on my Instagram. We'd love to have as much support as possible.
Of course, Niamh, thank you so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show. And, you know, we can only commend you and the other advocates for hosting these demonstrations and the protests constantly and raising awareness around Friedreich's ataxia and other rare diseases as well that impact people here. And Niamh, I know you're saying that August 25th is also going to be your 30th birthday. So a very happy early birthday. And I hope you are able to even enjoy a bit of it. But I can imagine that it's still going to be quite a nerve-wracking day, finding out what the HSE's final decision is for Sky Claris. But Niamh, I can really only thank you again, and messages of support are coming in here on the 0833 97 97 97.